torn this land apart. Darkness has fallen. Stalling industry is ground to a halt.
Vultures are calling.
All the people crowd into the streets.
Sirens and cries.
Our last chance to leave the island. Our last chance to survive.
People speak of our three queens. All were forced to flee.
To exile, to a lost isle.
Far across the sea.
They have summoned all of their subjects to follow their leads. Some heed the call.
Some follow in search of their families.
The road will be rough, I'm sure.
Could lead me to a grave.
But I live life as a coward.
Now is the time to be brave.
A simple worker, a common peasant, not much of a man at all. But if I do this, I will be a hero, proud and standing tall.
The water is too choppy, so I go beneath the streets.
Into the tunnels dug for centuries that lead to the east.
The legends speak of a creature
that lives here underneath.
A subterranean colossus, a mechanical beast.
So I go
down, down beneath these streets.
But I know
a giant iron snake is waiting for me.
And if so,
I'll drive my blade into the belly of the beast.
And if I do something, I will be something.
So I go
down, down beneath these streets.
But I know
the giant iron snake is waiting for me.
And if so,
I'll drive my blade into the belly of the beast.
And if I do something, I will be something.
Before I hear it,
I hear it before I see it.
The rumbling roar of the beast builds to screeches.
Releases a stone from the walls, dust fills the room.
In the darkness I feel the bones,
these catacombs are a tomb.
The giant iron snake approaches slithering. Its eyes light up the darkness, glistening.
It's listening.
I know it knows that I'm here.
It slows as it nears.
My moment to strike arrives,
show it no fear.
I go,
yeah!
And thrust my blade into its scaly iron side.
Tear a hole open with both hands, crawl into its inside.
And I find in the beast's belly all its previous hunters. Half-eaten bodies of others, numbering hundreds.
All the dirty and dead-eyed survivors, frozen in state.
They tried and died before me and met horrible fates.
There's not a moment to wait.
No way I'll die in this place. So help me God, I will slay a rival giant iron snake.
And I know
if I can harness it, I can ride the beast.
But oh no,
the giant iron snake will not go in peace.
If I'm slow,
that awful monster will deliver defeat.
And if I do nothing, I will be nothing.
And I know
if I can harness it, I can ride the beast.
But oh no,
the giant iron snake will not go in peace.
If I'm slow,
that awful monster will deliver defeat.
And if I do nothing, I will be nothing.
Suddenly, the serpent lurches forward, tossing me
into the body's its stomach contents jostling.
I scramble in its guts for footing.
I clutch and find
the cold, steely bones of the giant snake's iron spine.
I fasten it with straps and give it a powerful yank.
And the creature leaps forward faster with the force of a tank,
thrashing from side to side with all of its might
until it bursts through the bedrock and into the moonlight.
It launches and crashes upon the beach with a
boom,
expelling me and the others from its multiple wounds.
Waiting there to meet us on the isle are our three queens,
along with our children, spouses, and other refugees.
A welcome of wine awaits, but first I turn and see
the injured giant iron snake slipping back beneath the sea.
As it heals itself, our eyes meet, and at last the creature speaks. It says,
"Stand clear of the closing doors, please."
"Stand clear of the closing doors, please," said the giant iron snake to me and broken humanity.
"I have bested the beast, it has delivered me to queens.
If you see something, say something, say something.